Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Turton School Parents Podcast. My name is Mrs. Blakely and each month we will be bringing you updates and information to help you support your children at this important stage in their lives. Today we welcome Mrs. Lane, who will summarise the year's successes and look forward to a new school year. Mr. Tither, who will update you on the progress of the new mobile phone policy and the Hive switch. Miss Parry, who will share some interesting facts about vaping. And best of all, some of our Year 7s sharing their experience of their first year at Turton. We hope you find all this useful, and if you need to get in contact, please do so through the contacts on the school website.
Hello, this is Mrs. Lane, and I'm assistant head teacher. I imagine you've heard me witter on before about various things on various videos. Certainly if your children are in slightly older year groups and you were around when we were going through lockdown. So it's really nice to make this contact via podcast. I know that we send out our termly newsletters, but for some people listening is much more connective than reading. So we thought we would give it a go. This year, I've really been delighted by how the children particularly have tackled their homework. We can see huge changes from after lockdown where we saw a dip, where children have become fatigued, you know, but I'm really, really impressed with how they're tackling that and also how they're embracing what they need to do with reading. I think as a school, the children are starting to speak to each other about how reading is not just to help you do well in English, but it's really about how to do well in all subjects, and I can hear the children talking about that. And when they sat the reading test just recently, they just took it really seriously and it was very impressive. So two big wins, I think, for everybody there. Next year, I think what we're most looking for in our students, and something that we're really hoping will benefit everyone, is that idea now of how now we're back to our routines and back to being as settled as we can. It's the year of joining in. And I think it's a year of joining in both inside and outside the classroom. So I always tell my children that if you don't take an opportunity when it comes, how can you know what could have happened? You know, you regret what you didn't do, not what you did do, mainly. So I'm really hoping that next year the children take up some of the opportunities outside school. There's so many brilliant clubs and trips and, you know, not only going if their friends going. It takes bravery, that takes courage, but I think that's really important. And then also joining in the classroom. So I always give the children that I'm working with a target. Every lesson, put your hand up once. And they say, well, what am I going to say? And I say, well, you either ask or answer a question just once. And it makes such a massive difference to your experience about how you feel connected both with the class and with the learning. So well done for getting the routines back in place with reading and homework and behaviour and all those things. And next year, I really look forward to a year of joining in. Speak soon.
Hello, I'm Mr. Tither, and I just want to give you a quick update about our Hive switch policy and just how we're getting on with our new mobile phone policy within school. So just here at Turton, obviously we want our students to feel supported in every aspect of their school lives. We want to ensure they're settled in school and they can flourish in everything that they do. We see every child as an individual, and we really do think that our Hive switch really allows each individual to succeed in our school. Just as a reminder to you all, the Hive switch for us is our expectations, and it allows us to set a purposeful climate for learning in every classroom. And just in terms of some of the skills that students develop, it's things like review, meeting deadlines, working individually, and these are all skills needed to excel in their final exams and then beyond Turton as well once they leave us. For us, behaviour in school is inseparable from academic achievement, from safety, well-being, welfare, and this is kind of why we brought in our new mobile phone policy, so no mobile phones obviously during school time. And just to give you an update on that, we've been so impressed with the students and the way that they've conducted themselves with this. They've been really engaged with this, and you know, I must say this, they've been a real credit, you know, to themselves and to you as well. And you know, we do thank you for your support on that. Do you know what's been really nice about the kind of the mobile phone policy is it's been at break time and lunch times, it's been a real joy to see students really interact with each other. They've been having conversations and they've been really enjoying each other's company. I think Our new policy has allowed students to really focus on learning and really to develop their interpersonal skills. I think it's been really nice to give our young people a little bit of a tech break as well. You know, in a society where we are, you know, glued to our phones, glued to TVs, glued to computers, what's been really nice here is that it's just given them a bit of time where they're not being messaged, they're not being distracted, and they really don't feel the pressure to be constantly connected. And it just allows them to really focus on the learning and what they need to do here. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Natalie Parry. I'm one of the assistant head teachers here at Turton, and I'd like to give you a little bit of information on vapes currently. As like every other school in the country right now, we've had a surge on the number of students bringing vapes into school. These are a banned item, but as you can appreciate, the students are very clever at hiding them. They are packaged to draw children in with the bright colours and sweet flavours. And the biggest misunderstanding is that these are harmless compared to cigarettes, and this is simply just not true. Vapes can contain some harmful chemicals found in cleaning products, nail polish remover, weed killer and bug spray. And vaping has been linked to serious lung disease and more recently huge problems in the mouth, including losing a number of teeth that have rotted due to the amount of sweeteners that goes in them. The nicotine in one vape can equal up to 50 cigarettes. This drug is highly addictive, particularly for young brains. It changes the way the brain connectors are formed in young people and impacts on attention, learning memory, and changes in mood. Vapes can leave a young person at increased risk of depression and anxiety. We ask if you could check your child's bags and pockets at random intervals to ensure they aren't using them or bringing them into school. Thank you so much.
What is your favourite thing about Turton?
My favourite thing about Turton is the variation of lessons and the opportunities of learning.
Which is your favourite subject at Turton?
My favourite subject is PE because I am very sporty and competitive and there is a range of different sports I can try.
My favourite subject is geography because we learn about the world, different places and a lot about the climate. Another reason is because in other countries they have different time zones.
I think IT because I really enjoy learning about the future of technology.
Thank you for listening to our Turton Parent Podcast, and feel free to provide any comments or feedback for future editions via our email info@turton.uk.com.